So I heard a lot through the shares with regard to the tax being psychoactive. I know we know that, but it's clear that what's come through here is people have had, a reminder of that or a direct experience of it. So I'm just going to try and summarize things in relation to the text aspect of it. And the establishment of the lower as that which can serve the higher is also linked to this idea of a throne. So a throne is that is stands in relation to what is higher, and it's so that what is higher can sit and rest in something. And here we're dealing with what's termed the celestial of the spiritual, finding a resting place where its influences can be exerted. And so what you have is a recognition. So if we just take our own experience and bring it back to that, so there is a recognition at the level of the natural for us that the word is good, and that the things that the word offers, things that can produce what is good in our lives. So the thing is that the celestial of the spiritual operates in a way early on that is, it is imprisoned, but its influence is still active. So the idea of it being imprisoned is that there is nothing in the natural at that point by which it can be more present, so far as our awareness goes. And so there is a process that has to unfold whereby the natural begins to be brought into a form of order whereby the celestial of the spiritual's presence can be recognized. So again, the idea is there that the Lord is omnipresent. And so the issue is not that the Lord is absent or in this case, the celestial of the spiritual is absent or not absent. It's never absent. What the issue is that the structures of the mind are such that we are not aware of its presence. And so, as we work with the text has this capacity to create the very states and things that we are reading about as we engage with it. And that is what manifests as our experience. And then that is brought here and distributed in forming our minds as a collective. So we come together, and the facets of it, well, I think, was something that was mentioned, the nuances and the way that that manifests in each individual then gets brought together in a way whereby it can be, we can go from here with a deeper sense of the text's operation in our life. So the throne is not a, so these descriptions, they that are offered representative, and there's a spot where it talks about how, angels having a discussion on one level and representations appearing on another level to angelic spirits, and that those angelic spirits then able to think of more interior things from those representations. So they don't think in terms of the representation. So the representations are not the thing. And that is the same for us as we are reading the text. The throne isn't a thing. The throne is a process. Everything is process. That's what moves us from more exterior thinking to more interior thinking. So when we talk about interior truths from a logopraxis perspective, interior truths are truths that address states of mind. That's what they are. So they have, so they're very practical things, actually, when you think about it from a spiritual work perspective. That is what interior things are. So angels represent interior truths. So there's a section here that talks about angelic wisdom being that far above human wisdom, above narratives that men are interested in. So you have these kind of three levels that are spoken about. That is not something, if you remove person from the idea of angels and human and men, then what you're talking about are different levels of truths that fulfill different functions or uses. And so it is not that we human versus angel. I mean, I know, you know, we know that. It is that we enter into angelic things when we begin to see the latter as a throne, if you like, holding more interior things. So when we pass through the appearances of the latter into what is interior, then states get revealed. The word becomes the base then for being able to engage in judgment from that throne, right? So the judgment is self-examination. That's what it is. It's nothing else. It's self-examination, and repentance is what becomes possible. And that judgment is then something that is able to give us the capacity to discern what is proprial and what isn't. So this is what's unfolding here. This is why the word is necessary, is because it provides the throne or the vessels by which what is more interior can be brought into our awareness, and we can have the possibility of responding. Without the word, there is no capacity to respond. So, and that's what the text is describing. It's, you know, that where it says, shall we find such a one as this, a man in whom is the Spirit of God? Well, that's the Lord that is being spoken about. And the Lord is the Word. It's talking about the Word itself, that the Word holds all intelligence and wisdom. To what end? To the salvation. And what does that mean? Well, we're being saved from identifying with the proprium as our own, in the sense of what's flowing out of the hells is something belonging to us, which it's not. So the word is constantly working to draw that separation so that we can stand between and acknowledge the quality of things. And that is where we find our life and our freedom. And that's where a true rationality lies, in the capacity to stand between, not be absorbed in. So the very thing this text describes is much of what people have shared, you know, the struggle to bring the natural into a place of subordination and submission. I mean, that's the work, and it's ongoing. Anyway, those were just a few thoughts I had. I wanted to emphasize the idea that interior things are not flaky. They're very real, and they have to do with our mental states. This is what we're working with, and this is where the word is present and is to be found. And we're being saved from patterns that have been established through the belief that we have life in ourselves, which finds its power through the love of self and love of the world. So that sense of self has to die in order for a new sense of self to be established. And that is what the advent of the Lord is. I mean, this is what this is about. This is the advent of the Lord being described here, or the process by which the Lord is born into